So in the end, it's the 75th Leinster final, our title I should say, for Kilkenny, their fourth in a row with Cyril Farrell. When we look back at the 2023 Leinster final, the word heartbreak I think will be largely used as Killian Buckley's late goal in injury time gets a 1-point victory for the Cats.
Yeah, like, you know, as you said, it was out in the corner, probably could have been cleared a few times, which I'd have to say Galway dug deep in the second half, went in at half-time level, like, after having a great start first half and then fell away. And Kilkenny would have been very happy at half-time. Walter Welsh came on, and again, his power in the air caused us a lot of trouble. Like, you know, got a great goal and a couple of points. And the Kilkenny, even in this first half, it was very noticeable that every ball they got, they ran at our defence, were using their pace, and they were making overlaps going for goals. The second half, we ended up, and we seemed to get out of the game. To be fair, Galway used the bench again, brought on subs, and again the life came back into the team, and slowly but surely we drew our way back, and in the end we actually had gone 2 points up, and it looked to be Galway's day. Now the ball came across the square, Parik man, you couldn't blame him, kicked it out, came out to Killian Buckley, no better man. And at this stage, like, there was so many, no one could know what was happening. He took a great shot, bounced it off the ground in front of Eddie Murphy, got no chance, stuck in the back of the net, so much so that when the puck was being taken, it wasn't even allowed to be taken. It was a cruel way to lose, but you'd have to say, Sean, in this year's campaign, that Galway have never thrown in the towel. They've come back from the dead. It'll be hard on them, and they'll suffer for a night or two, you know the way you'll be. But yeah, when they regroup, like, there isn't much difference. The only difference is there's no cup. They're going to be playing Tip, I would think. Tip, we're going to play. Who did they play? Offaly. They play Offaly. They should be. Unless Offaly causes a surprise, they won't go down. Offaly were disappointed to lose to Joe McDonough. They won't go down with a fight. But, like, when Galway play Tip, the form goes out the door. And if they can get over this disappointment, they're in a strong position. Now, they'll have to look at the team, though. Like, you know, if lads lose form, you lose form. That can happen to anyone. But you have to kind of, I think they have to go for broke and go for the best team from the start and then bring whatever subs, because it's very hard to bring on subs and think they're going to do it every day, like, you know. And to be fair, everyone tried hard, no one wants to play bad, but that's, you know, when you do lose form, you're going to have to change. Like, I hope there's no injuries for the next day, and if there is, like, I'd expect us to be in an All-Ireland semi-final after the next game, whether it's Tip or Offaly.
Looking at the game, we started like a whirlwind. The one thing we didn't do against Dublin last day out, we rectified that, went 6-1 up. Then Kilkenny got in for their first goal, Martin Keoghan, who then went off with injury. Kilkenny went 1-6 to 6 points up. By half time, it was a level ball game. We kind of dug a few holes for ourselves, but we kept coming back into it. But we had played with the wind in that opening half. The two goals effectively were killers, but Conor Whelan's goal back was a huge fillip for us.
Yeah, like, we brought us back into the game again, like, and their two goals, like, you could see it here from our vantage point here looking down. Kilkenny were going for goals, were creating over that, and in actual fact we're probably lucky that they didn't get in for a few more. They were pulled back for frees when they had overlaps, very dangerous. But, like, the primary thing that was beating us though was in the air. Like, they were winning their own puck out there, but worse still, were winning our puck out. They were just driving in on top of them. Like, if 10 high ones came, they won 7 or 8 or 9. That's the truth, like, you know. But in the second half we fell away, 8 points down, looked terrible. But then when we started winning ball, we have very good players, as good as anyone. But the thing is about, we have to win the first ball. That's what we have to work out. Again, the movement up front in the first half, even though we had the breeze, it was there for a little while. And then we kind of see the stop to us. Continue doing it the whole way through, and they looked dangerous the whole way through. And, like, you know, Parik Manning had a great duel on Owen Cody. Like, Cody's a good hurler, but so is Parik Manning. Parik was very lucky in the end, that kick ball could have gone anywhere.
Yeah,
like,
twice,
you know,
in the last 6 or 7 minutes he didn't have a hurler, which, like, breaks at the game.
Yeah, like, you know, and I was kind of shouting, if you could, I know it's hard to do, turn around, kick it wide, like, even give away a 65, but, like, it's easy from up here, like, you know. And they'll regroup, though, like, you know, they'll be disappointed, no more so than Henry, but, like, they're coming very, very near. But now the next day, Sean, the big difference is, if you're beaten the next day, win the next day, you're in the semi-final, lose the next day, you know, you're gone. It just means, in actual fact, that you have no Leinster trophy. The other one is bigger, the All-Ireland is the one, and you have an extra game, which I think for Galway mightn't be any harm at all once we don't get injuries.
I suppose that third quarter, I think Kilkenny outscored us by the 9th minute, from the start of the second half to the 49th minute, by 1-8 to 3 points. Again, another goal where Mickey Butler came up on after Corcoran took down a high ball, came a long way through our defence again and struck another goal. 8 points down, 49 minutes, 3:17 to 1:15. Could have walked away, but in fairness didn't. And a lot of that today was down to the superb efforts of Conor Whelan.
He was outstanding today. What did he get? A goal in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from play. But like, he had beaten his men all day. Like, you know, and as you say, that goal was a killer goal. Like, you know, to come up all the way. Mickey Butler got the return pass from Corcoran, but like, came up the whole way. And the modern thing now is you have to trap back, you have to hook and block, and he came up on his own. But that can happen, I suppose. But like, Conor Whelan brought us back into the game again, nearly single head for it. You could feel it that once he got on the ball, he was on one of these days. So great to see him back to himself. Once he got it, he nearly scored the whole time. Now Kilkenny knew that well, like, because a lot of the games he's playing, he's been double marked. But it's great to see him. He even got man the match, and I know he'd much prefer to win than to get man the match. But as you say, to come from 8 points down and actually go 2 points up, you know, it's a dangerous lead, because you'd find if we're only one up, Killian Bucky would have tapped the ball over the bar. Like, you had to go for the goal. That's the joys. That's where the sport is cruel. But I still think we can take great solace from it. Like, you know, I know it's hard to take, but at the same time, you're still in the championship. There's no one knocked out until the next day.
Galway built that lead back. They got back to 320 to 223 level for the seventh time with 3 minutes of normal time left. Then Kevin Cooney, Evan Ireland and Beano got points to put you one up before that killer blow came. But look at, we take the positives. Galway haven't given up against Dublin, even against Wexford, against Kilkenny down in Nolan Park. Got caught today with a sucker blow. But now the next 2 weeks will reshape, or will totally shape our year. Probably need to look at a few things, don't we? How do we go dig these holes where we concede goals, go down big margins and force ourselves into stunning comebacks to get back into the game? How can we win more ball, you know, on that middle third half forward line? And I suppose at least the ball, when, look, we kept saying it through commentary, when Whelan gets a decent supply, look what he can do. Look what the other forwards, Kevin Cooney late on, looked very well inside there. We need to get that ball into the forwards in a correct manner too.
Yeah, like, we have lads that are very good hurlers and just kind of off form. We have to look at our team selection. I think you have to go for Broke. Like, it's the last game. You can't wait, like, you know, to put them on. It's not going to happen every day. And, like, you know, we are, like, Joseph Cooney is a great player. He's playing midfield. He had to go up wing forward. They eventually got him in his favourite, say, the other wing. But you can't have him everywhere either. He has to have support. Now, Cahill Manning had a good game as well. He'd probably be better the next day, back from injury, you know. Tom Onan was kind of unlucky there for a couple of shots. But we need big games from all these fellas. Fintan Burke was under pressure. Now, all the backs are under pressure. But, like, you know, as you said, passed in commentary, like, you know, catching the ball and walking through, you're as well off to pull him down when you catch it and give it free out there rather than walking through. You can't concede goals. And, like, if you concede 4 goals, you're usually going to lose the match. It's simple as that. Like, we scored 26 points. It's a great score. We got 2 goals. 26 points is a great score. Kilkenny got 21. But at the end of the day, it was the goals that won the matches. Like, you know, that win the matches. Even at halftime, Kilkenny were happy going in. 1-12 to 2-9. But the 2 goals, like, yeah, you know, and that breeze kept them alive. And, you know, I suppose if you met Kilkenny again, you're going to have to know what to do with TJ. Because I know he's picked full forward. He's kind of roaming around and he's picking up kind of loose balls.
His deep role hurt us, yeah.
Yeah, it would. It hurt anyone because he's very influential. To pick him up, like, and you'd have to look at the likes of Mikey Butler there, cornerback. Like, he's tenacious, tight, hard, and yet, like, our lads, they scored enough. All the full forward line scored, and Joseph Cooney scored, and, you know, Joseph and Kevin Cooney scored. They all scored from outside, like, you know. So, like, it was a good game in that sense, like, you know.
Finally, a lot to work on, but there is things that can be. We're, as you say, we're not out of the championship. There'll be a lot of commentary for the next 2 weeks. The Galway haven't got over the line again. The panel need to block that out. Get back to Athenry and try and right the wrongs.
Yeah, I'm sure Henry and his management will block that out. Look at the boys will feel disappointed tonight. You know, the lads that missed the ball or did this and that. Though, that's going to happen. When you're only beating points, you're going to check everything. But there's no need to check, like, to dwell on it too much, because they have another game to play.
And they show character.
And that's the game that they have to win. And they show character all through this year, really. Like, you know, okay, it's the same old story, but it's not the same old story in the championship. You're still in it, still all to play for. Like, and I don't think Galway will fear either Tipper or Offaly.
Well, Cyril Farrell, thanks for your comments right throughout the day, and we look forward to the next one, an All-Ireland quarter-final meeting now in 2 weeks with either Offaly or Tipperary.
Yeah, look, it's something to look forward to, like, and just hope that there's no real injuries. Like, you know, again, like, they all played well. Like, Linnan, when he came on, had a lot of kind of, you know, again, brought life to the game. Jason Flynn picked his goal well. Great pass from Conor Whelan. Like, you know, they moved around the place. Young Jack Grealish had a good game. Was out in the middle of the field, Sean Morden, back in the back set. But the backs were under pressure. There's no point saying they weren't. And Pádraic Manning had a great duel with Owen Cody, but Cody's a very good hurler. And Pádraic will, you know, he'd say, oh, God, that last kick. So that could have gone anywhere, to be fair to him. Like, they all... they died with their boots on. Look, they came back from the dead with 8 points down. They could have just kind of faded and maybe 10 or 12, and everyone says the same old story. When you die with your boots on and you give it everything, you can't really complain, like, you know. And when you're still in it, it's great.
Sir Farrell, thanks for your comments right throughout the day.